With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, it's Twisted Top. We got the return of SC Comic-Con coming up Saturday and Sunday, April 17th and 18th. Didn't get to have one last year because of this pandemic, but I'm glad to see that things are slowly but surely returning to normal. Hopefully going to stay that way as we got concerts coming back, movie theaters are opening, and of course, SC Comic-Con returns. And one of the big guests we've got this year, and I mean this literally, is none other than Tyler Mane. You know him as Sabretooth from the first X-Men film, and also as Michael Myers from the Rob Zombie Halloween remakes. And right now, talking to Tyler Mane. Brother, how are you doing today, man?
Great. Excited for next weekend.
I am excited about next weekend myself, man. Just ready to get things back to somewhat normal. Because, man, even things at the station have been kind of crazy, which is why I actually had to get you to call in. I couldn't get the thing to call out. This whole new world of this pandemic we're living in is just ridiculous. And actually, one of the reasons why I've been having trouble with the phone, the past few months, I've actually been working a lot from home. And matter of fact, the first giveaway I've had since this pandemic hit was for Comic-Con. And lo and behold, come Monday when I was giving away tickets, I didn't even know how to use the phone anymore. I was like, seriously, has it been that long since I've actually been in the studio?
Wow, you got to be an old guy like me.
I'm telling you, I'm not far off, I'll tell you. it's crazy. And plus two, I have a three-year-old son. I was kind of a late-in-the-day kind of dad. So it's like, you know, dad brain is one thing. Old dad brain is a completely other.
I hear you.
All right.
And so, they just grow up.
Yes, they do. And it's just, it's been a thing. You know, he's got a lot of issues so far. We've got a lot of, we're actually going to see a psychologist soon, so we're not sure if he has autism or just severe ADHD, and it's crazy because the symptoms of both can be so similar, so we just have no idea. And he had speech therapy for the first time today, and that was a complete fiasco.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah, I got a 24 and a 25-year-old, or no, a 23 and 24-year-old. Oh, my gosh.
Holy cow, man, that's nuts.
Yeah.
So when you did X-Men, man, they were like wee babes.
They were, yep.
Absolutely crazy. So, man, yeah, we're looking forward to this. It's going to be the first Comic-Con, since this pandemic. Concerts are finally starting to come back out. I'm hoping to get out to SC Comic-Con myself because literally the day before Comic-Con starts, I get my second COVID shot, and I've heard nightmare stories about how the second COVID shot's made a lot of people sick, even made my wife sick. So I'm like...
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, I mean... So basically, you know, they're injecting you with a watered down form of COVID. And my wife was like, if that's the watered down version, I'm so glad I got that because it was rough.
My wife's really excited to get me out of the house again, you know. So.
I can imagine. I mean, have y'all been cooped up together a lot since all this started?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, we spend a lot of time together as it is. But, when this pandemic started, it just kind of shut my business completely down, you know. So but now it's starting to pick up again, and I'm getting excited about it, and I'm really excited to get out to South Carolina and see some of the fans.
Oh yeah, and we're excited to see you too. And you know, like you said, it shut your business down because, you know, there was so much filming that wasn't taking place, a lot of drag time in movies. I mean, movie theaters are finally starting to open back up again.
Yeah, right. It's we're all looking for it to be over for all different reasons, but it's I was supposed to do a film in Los Angeles, I guess in November, December, And it got shut down because someone on the set got COVID. So, and that's being postponed indefinitely. So, you know, you never know. But with the shots, it's exciting. I've had my first one, so I'm excited. So if you get yours, come by and tell me how it went.
Absolutely. When did you get your first one?
I got it about a week ago.
So you'll probably be in the next couple of weeks then to get yours.
Yeah. But they say if you get it after you get your first shot, it's not as bad. So, but I'll still be masking up and doing all of that to just play it safe so I can go back to work when I need to, you know?
And that's the important thing, too, because masking up is really to protect someone else from, because you could be, even though you can have the vaccine, you could still be carrying it and give it to somebody else who has not had the vaccine yet. So that's, you know, we definitely got to keep masking for a while. So until we achieve the herd immunity.
Yep.
And that's
better
just
be safe than sorry.
Exactly. And that's just praying to God that these mutations don't go crazy, because there's some mutations starting up out there. And I'm like, please, let's not this be anything like the first wave was.
Yeah. Yep. Fingers crossed, man. Fingers crossed.
Absolutely. So will this be your first convention since the pandemic started?
It's the first one in a while. I have done some where they've done some social distancing, so and they went really well. But I haven't been out of the house for several months now, so I'm itching to get out and see some people. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're excited. Like I said, as long as I don't get any ill effects from COVID, I'm definitely planning on being there. Just it's such a wonderful community. Glad to be bringing you into it. Matter of fact, I was actually looking through IMDb. I was checking out your IMDb page today, because I was like, you know, I know some of the big things he's been in, but let me look through and see some of the other stuff. And since this is a rock station, and you've got a couple of resident metalheads on the station, me and our night guy Diesel, one of the things that just stood out to me is I was like, holy crap, he was in the Repentless Slayer video. I was like, that's awesome.
Yes, I was.
And so
yeah, I was, that was a lot of fun doing that.
I bet that was a lot of fun, because it's just like pure mayhem. And I was looking for you, and all of a sudden, here comes this big dude stepping out of his cell with a big old set of dumbbells, just hits the guard right in the face with it. I was like, that's him.
Yep.
So that was super cool, man. I bet that had to be a blast.
It was. It was a lot of fun filming that, you know, and working with those guys. BJ McDonald, who did that's a really good friend of mine, and then, you know, got to work with a lot of really good people and friends. So anytime you get a chance to do that in this business, you jump at it just so you can, you know, you're going to have fun. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you are like straight up, I have to admit, I was a little nervous getting on this call, because it's like, you are an intimidating looking dude, man, straight up. I mean, but I was also thinking, you know, most of the big intimidating looking guys are usually like the biggest teddy bears. It's little bastards like me you got to worry about, because, you know, we're like knee high to grasshoppers, and we're like, have this like Napoleon complex and just ready to take over the world, and, you know, are ready to get in someone's face at the drop of a hat.
Yeah, I mean, my attitude is, if I'm not having fun, I don't want to be there, you know. And Scout, who was Laurie Strode in the Halloween, you know, says I'm a big teddy bear. So I think you got that one nailed on the head.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. And, you know, it's really cool, too, because when you did Halloween, I love that they brought in, I don't know why now her name is not, Danielle Harris. She got to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she got to come in. I got to meet her a little while back. She was doing a signing over here at a vintage toy store. And so she was in there doing autographs. And of course I have a picture taken with her, but, you know, everybody was wearing masks. So it's such a tricky thing. That's like, you know, getting a picture taken with someone, but wearing masks. But that's why it's like the autograph part is what's super really cool about it.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, at least that way, you know, when that picture was taken, you can pinpoint that time. It's during COVID that was taken.
Yep, absolutely. And it was really cool, too, because at that same place I got to meet Michael Bean, and he was doing autographs. And this was right before I'm a big Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan, and I was wearing all my gear, because this was right before we played the NFC Championship against the Packers. And he just looked at me, he goes, dude, I learned years ago not to bet against Tom Brady. And it started a conversation I wasn't even trying to start. And it was kind of cool sitting there talking to Michael Bean from Aliens and Tombstone. You know, we're just sitting here talking about football right now.
Yeah. There you go.
So,
Very cool.
Yep. So I imagine he did not vote against Brady for the Super Bowl. So if he did not, I imagine that went well for him then.
Yeah, exactly. You don't bet against him.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, going into it, man, I was not a Patriots fan. So I was like, man, we just signed Tom Brady. I'm like, I don't know how I feel about this. But then, you know, won a few games. I'm like, you know, he ain't so bad.
Yep. Yeah. Well, it proves, you know, it's he's able to do it. So that's very cool.
Exactly. And I'm hoping, you know, with the pandemic easing up, that's something else I'd like to get out to do is go to football games. You know, it's just there's so many things that we have taken for granted in life that I hope now when we're on the flip side of this that we don't anymore. Because you never.
Right. Exactly. You know, like concerts in the park and all kinds of things starting up again. I'm so excited for it. And to, you know, be at the SC Comic-Con next weekend is just going to be fantastic.
Absolutely, you know? Man. But now, imagine you'll probably have to be doing pictures with mask on still at that, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's what I'll be doing. But I kind of do like the iconic pictures with the mask on, and it'll be a lot of fun. We'll have a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And again, that's one of the big things about going and getting autographs because, you know, you get to walk away with something that you probably didn't have before if you didn't bring anything in to sign because, you know, I know there's all kinds of flats to sign and everything. And, you know, so it's really cool because then you get to pick. And that's actually what's always been one of the hardest things for me is like, wow, which character do I pick for him to sign? Or how much money am I just going to blow right here? And how many different pictures am I going to get signed?
Yeah, there you go. There you go. But and it's also great because you get to come out and interact with the celebrities and ask them questions, you know?
Absolutely.
One-on-one. So that's the part I like. It's you get to connect with the fans and have a good time doing it, you know?
Absolutely. And you seem like you really dig that aspect of it. And that's what's really cool because, you know, there's not a lot of people that do that really want to get out there and interact. I mean, and you know, at the same time, I can kind of understand you can kind of run into people that make you not want to get out and deal with the public again. But you know, that's just a thing. You're gonna, you know, get the
yeah.
Good
you know,
and
I
get
mean,
that.
You come across people, but I mean, I learned when I was in the wrestling business that you know, without the fans, I don't have a job. So, and I love what I do, and I love meeting the people that. Enjoy coming out and talk to me about it. So it's all for a good time.
Absolutely. And one of the things I was definitely wanting to ask about, I know I was a little bit, I was a little scatterbrained going into this, just trying to get some things to, logistics were kind of just falling apart on me. But, you know, doing what you do, especially being, you know, you're the big guy. So it's like you get all kinds of different roles and you've worked with all kinds of actors. Is there any... And I'm sure you've had fun doing most of them. Is there any one experience, though, that you had or any particular actor that you worked with that was just, you know, just really made your job worth it?
That I had a really good time working with?
Absolutely.
Oh, man. I've been very lucky throughout my career and very blessed. I've had the opportunity to work with a lot of really cool people, you know, like in X-Men, Sarah McKellen. Halle Berry, you know, Patrick Stewart, all of these guys, Hugh Jackman, all of them, you know, and it's just, I've just been lucky all the way along and getting to work with Rob Zombie on the Halloween films and now, you know, on May 7th, on Netflix, Jupiter's Legacy is coming out where I play Black Star. So, you know, everybody should check that out too. It's, I've just been very lucky to work with a lot of really cool people.
Absolutely. You know, I think I saw something about that on IMDb. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, it's Mark Miller's adaptation to the comic book that he did. So it is, you know, based on Mark Miller's comic book, Jupiter's Legacy. And we did the first season, 8 episodes. And it's looking really, really cool. I'm very excited about it. The trailers are out, so people can go check them out. They can jump onto my IMDb page, The Real Tyler Mane, and see the trailer there if they want.
Absolutely, man. That's really cool, you know, especially it's really good. One of the things during this whole pandemic is the fact that we've been able to watch, you know, I mean, I'm sure streaming services have just been going through the roof. I mean, you know, you've got all things... out there, like, of course, you have Netflix, you have Hulu, and now so many more coming into play, like Paramount Plus, Disney Plus, HBO Max, which is like playing all the big blockbuster movies. Got to see, you know, King Kong and Godzilla in my living room, which was crazy. So it's really great the things that we've been able to do, and you know, to kind of keep things going and at least, you know, pop some popcorn at home and enjoy something like that way.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's there's so many platforms out there now that are streaming even their own content, you know, like Netflix doing their own products, Prime and all of them. It's a great time for the business, you know, and through my company, Main Entertainment, we're doing a graphic novel loosely based on The Last Spartan. And that's going to be coming out, and then we're going to hopefully transition that into a TV series. So it's all, you know, coming together and putting out good content and having a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah, that would be really cool. And that's something you got to work on, I imagine, during the pandemic, kept yourself busy while this was all going on.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's gotten me into another, I've always wanted to you know, do stuff in the comic world. My wife, Renee Geerlings, who was editor-in-chief of Top Cow, Radical, and some other places, is helping us with it, helping me with it. And we're very excited about it. We're going to be doing some announcements soon about that part of it. And, you know, people can come and ask me questions about that over the next weekend.
Absolutely, man. We look forward to having you out. I'm looking forward to coming there. And like I said, unless I'm absolutely, you know, like running a temp or something, I plan on being there myself. So I'm very excited to come and meet you, because you seriously were the one person I wanted to see. And it's like I have always been involved in the geek world, but it's like I never really was raised up on comic books, but I watched a lot of like comic TV. Like, you know, my mom took me to the old Christopher Reeve Superman films, and of course, loved the Incredible Hulk TV show. So a lot of mine kind of came more from that media. So when big comic books films started happening, and honestly, it really started with X-Men, because there was such a lull until X-Men happened. I remember seeing the trailer for X-Men. I was like, this movie is either going to do really well or it's going to completely flop. And I'm glad it did the latter and not the former, or did the former, not the latter. So, and
it started it off all over again, you know, and it was just exciting to be a part of it, you know, and being able to bring Sabretooth to life on the big screen was fantastic.
Right. And the MCU, as we know it, never would have happened had the success of that first X-Men film not happened. And it really, you really do wonder, had that film not, what would have happened if that film had not worked?
Yeah. You know, it jump started the whole thing and has helped propel us to where we are today. So it's just been exciting being a part of it, you know, being the geek that I am. And like I say, I've been so lucky and blessed with all the different roles and being able to cross over into all the different genres, you know, like from X-Men to Halloween to Troy to all of these films. It's just fantastic. And playing with fire, I got to do the just before the pandemic hit with John Cena, which was a nice comedy. It's just, you know, fun to be able to bring all these characters to life.
Yeah, absolutely. Now John Cena's, you know, going to be in the new Suicide Squad movie, which actually looks really good. I hope it's actually better than the first one.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it. It's there's so many good things coming out. It's you know, we're very lucky to have all these excellent directors and actors and everything bringing these comics to life. It's fantastic, you know.
Absolutely. And, you know, something else I was just thinking about, you know, we were talking about Sabretooth. You, unless memory doesn't serve me, you were actually the first supervillain that you actually see in action, because the first bit of action in X-Men, you know, if you're not counting the little the flashback of Magneto, you're the first attack when you attack Hugh Jackman's Wolverine.
Oh, yeah, jumping out of the snow, probably, yeah.
Yeah, so that was the first supervillain we got to see on that. So that was really cool that, you know, I don't know if you ever thought about it like that, but, yeah, you kind of get the title of the first, you know, first little supervillain attack in that.
Well, there you go. No, I never thought about that, but now, you know, that's cool that you noticed that.
Yeah, it was really cool. That movie really was done so well, and, of course, it was great that you were teamed up with Ray Park doing Toad, who had just done Darth Maul, and I love that one scene, you know, where he takes the little bar from the elevator and he completely does a little bit of acrobatics to kind of almost give that nod to his Darth Maul character.
Yeah. He's a very talented martial artist. You know, I mean, we would just be messing around there, and I'd see him do some things. I'd be like, how do you move like that? But, I mean, he's been doing it all his life, and he's fantastic at it.
Absolutely, man. And dude, you're fantastic at just, you know, like the things that you did. I mean, it's more than just being, because like I said, you're an intimidating looking guy. So you definitely look the part. But the fact that you not only have the physicality, but you just really bring that menacing, that I'm not sure how you make a menacingness word to it. But, you know, you really brought that to Sabretooth. And don't get me wrong, I didn't mind the Sabretooth in the Wolverine origin story, but it just, to me, it just was not, it didn't have that ferocity that yours from the X-Men film did.
Yeah, he was a little shorter than I thought he should have been.
Yeah, that too. I mean, pretty much the best line he got was good. The, ooh, fancy, you know, when you see, when he first saw the metal claws. But outside of that, I was just like, you know, it doesn't beat the original Sabretooth to me.
Yeah, well, you know, I appreciate you saying that, but, you know, I was just lucky to be able to get to play the character, so.
Absolutely.
It's all good. All good.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to jump here, and I hope I see you next week at the Comic-Con.
Absolutely.
Best of luck with that shot, and I hope to see everybody else out there.
Absolutely. Tyler, I very much appreciate you doing this, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, good talking to you, man. Take care, and have a good day.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.